six, Helen Peterson, heirs care of Herschel Shaw, north of Armory Road, approximately 410 feet west of Road 340, a special use exception to replace a manufactured home in an MR medium density district.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Herschel Shaw, 305-35 Armory Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear? Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I am trying to put a replacement trailer, one that's been there ever since the early 60s. The reason why it was there so long and a picture was taken of it is because Miss Ortiz, the lady that gave it to me. The VA in Georgetown, the Veteran Administration, got a program where they give veterans mobile homes if you're homeless or, you know. What happened was she paid 2 months, Miss Ortiz, to hold the trailer for me. And I had to get some type of financing for to have it moved. So post 28, Mr. Lafferty, I got money from them for to have it moved. But in the meantime, it sat there for so long, so I think Ms. Passporters came by. I think she's the one who took the picture. And it was in there was two trailers on there, two mobile homes. But it's the one was in the back, it goes up front. The other one up front was supposed to be demolished. And the only thing I was doing was just, you know, just putting back. So if I can't do that, you know, I'll be homeless. So in other words, altogether, we're paying the guy and doing that. Got $2,000 tied up because I got money from, like I said, post 28. And, you know, I'm just, you know, just trying to you know, replace it. That's all I'm trying to do. Just put what I have back. But the one out front be tore down.
Okay, that's just, the picture has got the two of them. The one up front there is going to be demolished.
It's going to be demolished, uh-huh.
And you're going to take this one in the back?
Move it up front.
And what year is that one? What's the year of that one? Do you know by offhand?
I think it's about a 79 or 80.
1979 or 80,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the one in back is 60. I think it's a 64, 65, something like that.
The one in the back is?
Oh, the one in front.
The one in front's 1964. All right, sir. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. What you're applying for is a special use exception. And what you what we have to determine is, will you're putting this mobile home there have a negative impact or adverse effect on the neighboring and adjacent properties, not just a negative impact but substantial adversely affect the. So tell me about the neighborhood.
Well, it's across from me. Like I said, right now it's a development there, but when the mobile home that was there now, it wasn't that many homes there then.
Are there other single-wide mobile homes in the area?
No, I think the last one that was there is By name is Mark. He does mechanic work. He did have a mobile home further down the road, but that's the only one on that line right now.
The homes in the adjacent properties, are they stick built homes? Are they double wides? What type of homes?
They're stick built.
Stick built. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
Yes, sir. How long have you lived here?
I say about 15 years.
15 years, and you've lived in the front trailer? Okay. As far as you know, in those past 15 years, you being there with your trailer, or your trailer being there in that neighborhood, did it somehow in any way adversely affect the neighborhood?
I have never had any complaints, or I don't think it did, you know.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions. Never answer.
Mr. Reggers?
Yeah, what's behind you? I mean, you told us what was all surrounding you, but what's behind you? Is that woods back in there, or what?
Yeah, yes, sir, it's woods.
Land, okay.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, my aunt owned that, too. She used to own it.
She owned it? Okay.
Taxes, yeah, taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's 10 acres back there.
Mm-hmm. And you've been there 15 years?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
That's all, Mr. Chairman. Okay, and I have no further questions. Mine has already been answered. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one in the back. Sir, do you want to come forward, please? Sir, you can sit down right up front here if you'd like for this gentleman gets done.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jack Gum, 30506 Armory Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What I have to say is I've been in that area. I live across the road, three doors down. And when Mrs. Peterson, Helen Peterson, she was a single lady, she grew up right there. There was a house right next door to hers. She grew up in that house. Across the road at that time was a woods. They cleared the woods and made it a farm field. And when I moved there, there was probably seven homes on that Armory Road. Today there's eight. One more's been added. Mr. Shaw turned around and moved in the 90s. Prior to that, Miss Peterson, I cut her grass. I took care of the property for her around the trailer and so on, and kept it up fairly nice. Since then, it's been livable, but not on the best. And what I have against the zoning and planning and who's ever in charge is, if you're going to replace something, it should be fairly new. When you replace the siding on your house, you don't go buy old siding and put it back up. You buy fairly new, something that looks fairly new. When they brought this trailer in, we were sitting out on my front porch and happened to see the guys run out there and take hammers and start beating on the side of the trailer, trying to straighten it out. I don't know what they did to it. And pulled it around back, and I'm sitting there just wondering what's going on. I have no idea. And being a trailer that's 30, maybe 40 years old, going in to replace a trailer that's 50 or 60 years old. That trailer, when I first moved there back in the 70s, was there a long time. And so I'm not sure what age that first trailer is, the one that's out front. But the one that's coming in, it's not in the best shape of a trailer. So that's my concern, is not against Mr. Shaw, but against the age of the trailer. So that's the only complaint I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir, I got a question.
He's got come back up, please.
If that was a newer updated trailer, you have no problem that being there. You just
my whole concern is, if you went to a mobile home park and you were renting or owning a mobile home park and you wanted to exchange your trailer, I don't think there's a mobile home park that will let you go in less than 10 years of age. And I know one mobile home park, they say you can't have a flat roof mobile home in there anymore. You have to have one with a peak on it.
Yeah, but I think his question, sir, was just this property here.
Yeah,
this
but
trailer.
That's what I'm getting
if
at.
But if it was a newer one, would you have a problem with him putting it there or not?
I'm not.
That was his question,
yes.
I believe. So,
I'm a little bit on the looks of the trailer. For its age-wise.
If he put a newer one in there, would you have a problem with him doing that?
No.
That was his question,
yeah,
sir.
I would not have a problem if it was even newer, or within, long as it looked decent.
I mean, with this trailer here, if he put skirting around it and everything else, you still wouldn't be approved of that?
Yes and no. I'm sort of yes and no on the question, because the question is, I don't want to deny the man a home, because the home that he's in is really bad shape, mm-hmm. really bad shape. And this is a big improvement over that, but it's not, and I don't know how to go around or if somebody could put him a newer home in there. He's getting one that he can afford.
Yeah.
So this is.
I mean, if he did put that home there, he put skirting or block around
right.
it. Would that satisfy you a little bit better?
Oh yes, that'll do it. It's it's got to be come up to code. It should be skirted and so on.
Okay.
And
was the other trailer that was been there, was that skirted?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Did you ask him if he had plans to skirt it, or were we guessing? You have no idea at this point. Okay.
No.
All right. We'll ask him that question.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Sir, could you come back up front, please? Did you have a question?
Yeah. Sir, were you planning on skirting that trailer or blocking it up there?
Yes, sir.
You are?
You are?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if I had to, I could do the block work myself. I used to do it before I retired. I see him out in the yard a couple of times, but nobody has talked to me at all about what I'm going to do. If they had came to me and asked me what I'm going to do, a couple of my comrades and everything is going to help me paint it, and the skirting and everything. I got help coming.
So you're going to paint the trailer, put skirting around it, and fix up a little
bit. Yes, sir.
But just remember, you don't have to put blocking around there.
Okay. Just have to put skirting.
Okay. Just skirting.
Okay.
Just skirting a minute, if you would.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further opposition or questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,056 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Wharton that we take case number 11,056 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Burtman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,056 has been taken under advisement. Sir, what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Yes, sir.